Welcome to Maseches Erevin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Daled, Chapter 10, Mishnah 14. The Mishnah continues talking about the differences between the Beis HaMikdash, certain leniencies in the Temple and the Beis HaMikdash, and in the rest of the Jewish world. The Mishnah says like this, Kohen Shalako Betzbo, a Kohen that cut his finger on Shabbos, he's in the Beis HaMikdash, he's in the Temple. Korech Aleo Gemi BaMikdash, he can wrap a Gemi, some type of wheatgrass or something like that. He's allowed to wrap it on top of his wound, even though it does provide a drop of healing. Nevertheless, we don't want the fellow's wound to be visible in public because it's not appropriate. It's not respectful while he's doing the avoda, while he's doing the service. The Gemara gives a lot of different prerequisites in order for this to be permitted. It can't be at a place where it's going to interrupt between the Kohen's hand and the object that he has to be holding. That's a chatzitza. Perhaps it's in the left hand, or it's on the back of the hand, but bottom line is it's permitted in the Mikdash. Avalo ba Medina, but it's prohibited in the Medina, it's prohibited in the rest of Israel, and the reason for that is because since it does have some therapeutic healing qualities to it, it's prohibited to do healing types of things on Shabbos. And lehotzi dam, but if let's say the fellow tightens this elastic on his wound so that he can squeeze out some of the blood that's there, kan v'kan aser, then it's also prohibited not just in the Medina and the rest of Israel, but in the Mikdash as well, because that is not for the avoda, for the service. And number two, that's called chovel. He's making a wound, which is one of the prohibited categories on Shabbos. And that even the rabbis were never permitted a biblical prohibition. Continues the Mishnah. Bos gimel chagabi kevesh. One may crush salt on the ramp up to the mizbeach, up to the altar, and scatter it. Mishvil shelo yachliku, so that the ramp shouldn't be slippery and the kohanim shouldn't slip. We know what. There's blood and all kinds of possible liquids, so it's permitted to do that. However, it's prohibited to do that in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, because that's like one is being misaking, one is fixing something, so that would be prohibited in the rest of Israel. Umemalim, it is permitted to draw water from a well in the Mikdash, in the Temple, Mibor HaGola, number one, from a place called Bor HaGola, number two, Mibor HaGola. Both of those were in offices, they were in side areas in the Beis HaMikdash. Bagalgal, and it's permitted to use a galgal, which is an apparatus, like a wheel, that brings the water up from the bor, from the pit. So that's permitted on Shabbos in these places. Other places outside the Beis HaMikdash are prohibited on Shabbos, because since they're using this water wheel to bring it up, it's easy, and the rabbis were nervous that a person may come to water his garden and violate the Torah prohibition of Zoreah, of planting. Similarly, mi be'er hakar biyantav. It is permitted to fill on Be'er HaKar, from this place called Be'er HaKar, on Yantif, on the holiday. What was Be'er HaKar? So the Gemara teaches us that there was a special well which was on the way up into Yerushalayim. And the Oli Rego, those people making a pilgrimage coming up for the holidays, would use that well. And the prophets permitted those people that were coming up from the exile, the prophets Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, they permitted the people to fill up using this water wheel on Shabbos in the well. And it remained, this particular well remained mutter permitted. But other wells are prohibited to fill, even on Yantif. Let's do the final Mishnah in Maseches Erevin. Says the Mishnah, Sheretz, if one finds a dead bug, shenimtzo b'mikdash, that's found in the Beis HaMikdash. Kohen motzio behem yono. The Kohen goes and he takes his avnet, which was the belt that he wore, and he picks up the dead bug and removes it outside the Beis HaMikdash. But he can't touch it with his hand, because then it will make him tameh, spiritually impure, and he'll be unfit to do the avodah of the service. Now, why does he use his avnet? Why does he use the belt? Because the belt is going to become tameh. Why doesn't he look for something that's not going to become tameh, as we'll see soon in the Mishnah example? Shalol l'shal sasatum, because we don't want the impurity to stay in the Beis HaMikdash any longer than necessary. So you immediately can pick it up. Div Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, these are the opinions of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, that says that it's better to make the avnet tameh, to contaminate the avnet, than it is to try to find something that doesn't become tummy. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and he says, Bitzvas shaleis, no, they would remove it with a wooden tweezers. Shalola rabos es hatuma, so that one shouldn't make more tuma on the Beis HaMikdash, making the avnet the belt. So he holds it's better to take extra time and to find something that doesn't become tummy than vice versa. Mehecha motzi inosan, which parts of the Beis HaMikdash is it permitted to remove a sheretz, to remove a dead bug on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, min ha-hechel, from the hechel, the sanctuary, umin ha-ulam, which was the large entryway into the sanctuary, ubein ha-ulam ala-mizbeach, and the area between that large entranceway to the mizbeach, to the altar, Divi Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, these are the words of Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, that holds that if we find a bug in any other place in the entire courtyard or the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to take it out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry dead bugs for no reason. Rabbi Kiva disagrees, and he says, Mekom Shechal Yevan Az Dono Kars V'Ashev Yigasso Chatos. Any place in the Beis HaMikdash, that if someone were to come there while he's tamei, while he's contaminated, which is a Torah prohibition, that he would be liable to get kares, early death, or accidentally he'd have to bring a karbon chatas, a sin offering. There, Misham Motzino, someone is permitted for a person to take out a bug from there. Sharkol HaMakomos, but all other areas, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, that would be the entire courtyard. According to Rabbi Akiva, the side rooms, if let's say one finds a dead bug there, you're not allowed to take it out. So what does one do? Kofen lof pastaker, they would put like the lid of a pot on it so no one should touch it. Rabbi Shimon says, Mekom she'utir lachachamim, the place that the rabbis permitted, mishalach nos nolach, they gave you from your own. Shalohi tirulach, but the place where they said it's prohibited, they didn't permit elamishum shuvos, only because of a rabbinic decree. Now what does this mean? So the Gemara explains that actually Rabbi Shimon is arguing on two laws that we had earlier in this Masechta in Maseches Erevin. The first one, we saw that if let's say a person is walking and he's trying to make it to the city right before Shabbos and it becomes dark, one amma outside the tchum. So initially we said the Tanakhama holds you can't go in. Rabbi Shimon says that you have 15 amos. Why is that? Because he says when they initially mark the tchum, they always make it 15 amos earlier than they really have to give person a little bit more leeway. So that's his first statement. The place that the rabbis permitted you to walk, it's permitted because Mishalach Noslach, they gave you actually from area the 15 amos that anyways you're allowed to walk in. That's the first statement. The second statement is talking about a different case, and that's talking about the case that we saw previously in the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to tie a string for one of the harps or one of the violins in the Beis HaMikdash, because you may come to tie a permanent knot, and that's prohibited. So previously we said, Rabbi Shimon holds, even though we saw previously that you're permitted to do that, but he argues and he says, you're not allowed to tie it, you can wrap it around it, but you can't tie it, because they didn't permit only for a shvus, and therefore since you could get away with wrapping it around and not actually tying it, it's prohibited. I know we went a little longer today than usual, but I wanted to finish the Masechta. To those of you that have been with us day in and day out, I just wanted to thank you so much for joining us. Mazel tov on finishing one of the most difficult Masechtas or tractates in all of Mishnayos. Hashem should give us the opportunity to continue learning, and I look very much forward to welcome you again once again tomorrow as we begin the next leg of our journey with a brand new Masechta. Stay tuned and you'll find out which one it is. We're going to, Hashem, going to finish Seder Moed, this whole section of the Mishnayos, very soon, in the near short while. So looking forward to, Hashem, having you tomorrow. Have a beautiful rest of your day. And thanks again for the opportunity to study Torah on a daily basis.